I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Doug Limerick, ABC News.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. I am sure you know someone close to you suffering from general anxiety disorder who may be on a prescription drug, paroxetine. A brand new double-blind placebo-controlled study of 540 adults with generalized anxiety was published in the International Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology, comparing a German extract of lavender called Calmaid to paroxetine drug and a placebo. Patients were given either 160 or 80 milligrams of Calmaid, 20 milligrams paroxetine, or placebo once daily for 10 weeks. At the end of the study, doctors noticed significant reductions in Hamilton anxiety scores in the Calmaid group, with additional pronounced antidepressant and general mental health benefits without any negative side effects or the risk of addiction possible with the paroxetine. If you have any questions about Calmaid for anxiety, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
East Idaho weather, we're going to be looking for fairly warm conditions.
The information heard on this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease and is intended for educational purposes only. Consult your physician if you have any serious medical conditions. 6 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday, of course, and time for the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Bill and Dasha back in studio, looking well acquainted with the sun.
Don't sound so happy.
I think you had a lot of sun over the last week or so, a couple weeks.
Sun is good.
It is, but boy, we probably just aged our skin tremendously.
Man, you're tan.
I am, aren't I?
It's got to last for about 6 months.
You should see my legs.
Unbelievable.
6 months.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. As Tim said, right here on this station, on this hour, in this bat cave, called 97.7 FM. Every Wednesday morning, we bring you this program to educate you about nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, healthy lifestyles, and whatever else we can answer for you to keep you out of the unnecessary doctor's visits and procedures and maybe fixing your chronic conditions with food, nutrition, and some core supplements. Wealth of Health Natural Market, located on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue, is a proud sponsor of this program. My name is Bill, and I think Dasha is with me.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You're busy highlighting things you're going to talk about in a few minutes, right?
Well, just a few things, because I've read some articles, and of course, I cannot retain everything I read, so I just wanted to highlight some so I'm not blabbering.
You mean like me?
No.
But, and interesting articles they were.
Yes, we it's even when we're gone, we're working.
Well, we're working all the time, but on a plane and
on the plane, reading
else.
Articles, yeah. And research and
open
not,
lines.
Not just fiction novels.
Yep. Open lines this morning, 524-8255. If you have any questions or comments on nutrition, natural medicines, foods, lifestyles, we're here to answer your questions. Exercise, we can probably dibble a little bit, although last week Robbie Denning by far is a more of an expert on exercise, but since we live at the gym as well, we could probably answer some of those questions. And I think the rest of this month, unless we get some doctors scheduled because of the thyroid summit, a lot of them were involved in this summit that we talked about. We kind of have open lines schedule.
And up until now, how many people have signed up?
Well, it's interesting. I'm getting stats nationwide because we help put this together, as well as many other stores and practices around the country. 500,000 people are watching every day. Because they have to log in, so they are tracking email addresses.
And it's not too late to sign up. You would just miss part of it, correct?
Right. You would have missed Monday's session, because today they're still replaying yesterday's in addition to playing today's sessions.
And if you're local here or not local, it doesn't matter. You can sign up still through what?
Well, it's a link, so people need to somehow contact us. Yeah. If you go on our website, wealthofhealthnutrition.com, on the home page, there is a article on Thyroid Summit, and underneath the article, there is a link that allows you to register. It is absolutely free, and it started on Monday the 2nd, running through the 9th, with over 30 practitioners who are world-renowned experts in thyroid health, from Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum to Dr. David Bronstein, Susie Cohen.
And many more.
Many, many more, covering every conceivable subject of health from A to Z, from hair loss, nail loss, weight loss.
And, for example, if you cannot listen through the whole thing, you can purchase the whole summit at the end of the seminar. I mean, so you can listen for free.
Right.
But if you want to purchase it, I believe the cost is around $50.
It was $47 up to yesterday, okay. And now it's going to be $60, which is the final cost. But
it's still really cheap because... Yeah. To get all these experts, and you can listen to it then as many times as you want. And many times when we have the seminars and people come in, you know, people are furiously writing, and they're just giving snippets, really snippets of information.
Right. You're getting hours and hours times seven for these presentations, where when we have a lecture, it may be an hour and a half limited to a particular subject where people cannot simply ask all the questions.
So I think it's brilliant to be able to get this for $60.
Right.
I mean, it's something that I want
and you
to
had
have
people,
in my archives.
Right. And you had people asking yesterday, who do we have in Idaho Falls?
Well, and so, you know, people are listening and they're interested, and because there are a lot of people with thyroid issues. I always urge people, even if you do have a thyroid issue, you need to look at your entire endocrine system, because they all fit together, and I'm sure that's going to come out in this thyroid seminar. So if you have any questions about signing up and you need a little assistance, you can call the store at 542-0015, and we can guide you into signing up.
Yep. So, again, it's absolutely free and very rare opportunity to get a combination of some of the biggest names in medical practice, MDs, NDs, DOs, pharmacists, collaborating on this thyroid issue. So you've got till the 9th to hook into the daily video feeds from these. And I think they go pretty much all day long. They were previously recorded with these doctors, and they play all day long.
And you'll have to stay tuned, because they will be doing more than just the thyroid summit coming up.
Well, the first summit was last year. Was it on weight loss or cardiovascular? I can't remember what the subject was. And it was such a huge success.
I think it was on gluten.
Was it gluten?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember. So I think they'll be doing it probably once a year
now,
because it's a major production to put together.
Are those other seminars available to purchase even if you didn't have a chance to...
Good question. I don't know. But if people, once you log in with your email address and your name and whatever, then you will be informed of what's available for sale, what's the upcoming a seminar from, Susie Cohen and Dr. Brownstein who spearheaded this particular one. And Susie had Dr. Brownstein on our radio program as a guest two or three times when she sat in for us while we were traveling. So people in this area should be somewhat familiar with Dr. Brownstein, who's an MD at the University of Chicago.
Yeah, and I think it's just a brilliant way, because like I was saying, it may in the future help small communities like ourselves get these
where we have no access to top
well line, I mean like these guys they're
doctors.
Not going to fly out here,
right?
So it's a great way, and if you are interested in it in any of their other seminars, possibly for sale,
yeah, let us know. We'll find out, or log into this one and then you'll probably see
about,
links, yeah,
and then you can kind of check it out, and it's
right.
Free and
yep.
No skin off your back.
Okay, 524-8255, open lines, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. What's on your plate this morning? You've been highlighting and reading and doing stuff, so unless you want me to talk about a couple of pretty interesting clinical studies first.
Well, I think we can go back and forth, but we have a new local bakery in town that we're going to be selling their bread like we used to sell in the past.
Oh, like the artisan
It's an artisan bread.
Well, it took a long time
and
to get
it will be sampled out this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly the time.
Do we already have it in?
No, Friday.
Oh.
Fridays, we're going to be sampling it out. He's going to come in. It's Eagle Rock Bakery, and his name is Chris. I'll find out.
Where are they from? Do we know?
Here in Idaho Falls. Yeah, brand new bakery.
Interesting.
So it's pretty exciting, and they have like a multi-grain bread and a sourdough bread. And
because even it's been about a year or maybe 6 months, people are still asking, are we ever going to get back that artisan bread?
Yeah.
And so this is probably going to be a replacement for it.
It is.
Yeah. Very, very good. Well, then I'm going to jump into a clinical study. And do you remember when Dr. Thomas Levy was here in town and he talked about the intravenous injections of vitamin C and, and doing stuff? Well, lo and behold, clinical trial from the University of Kansas just published in April of this year. And going back to 1970s, Linus Pauling claimed that intravenous vitamin C helped fight cancer, but clinical trials of the vitamin given by mouth did not support any of the results. So it was shown that in the body, vitamin C is excreted very quickly when it's taken by mouth, which is completely different than intravenous. So in this particular study, doctors injected vitamin C into three categories. Number one was the human ovarian cancer cell into mice and into patients with advanced ovarian cancer. The cancer cells were sensitive to vitamin C, which left the normal cells unharmed. And in this treatment protocol, the outcome in groups that were doing both standard chemo with injectable vitamin C was incredibly and significantly, this tumor growth was slowed down comparing to just the groups doing standard chemotherapy. And this is what we've been talking about for a long time, that it's not many times one or the other, but it's combining different modalities and different protocols that can help with various conditions. In the group of patients who received both the injection and the standard chemo, significantly fewer side effects from the standard chemotherapy. And this is one of the biggest complaints from people undergoing chemo, is horrible, horrible side effects. Chemo may do its job, and chemo may kill cancer. We know that. But the fact that the chemo burns the intestinal lining, that it damages the stomach, and other side effects, i.e. losing hair and losing appetite and doing all these other things that I'm sure you're aware of.
It's killing more than just, you know, the cancer.
Right. So in this particular study, combining injectable vitamin C, and they didn't give us the doses. The comment from the doctors is very difficult to convince a hospital to put intravenous vitamin C into an emergency room or into a surgery operating room. But we know that vitamin C can make things so much easier as outcomes of some pretty complex surgeries or procedures. I guess conventional medicine is not interested in ultimately helping the patient.
Well, here's another thing talking about chemo, effects of chemo. It's grapeseed extract. And they have found that grapeseed will help boost the effectiveness of the chemo, but yet it will help protect the intestinal damage and inflammation that comes along with it. And this study was done at the University of Adelaide in Australia. So it was the grapeseed extract had a protective benefit for the mucosa, which is the most damaging effects of chemotherapy. So the condition is characterized by inflammation and ulceration of the gastrointestinal tract that particularly affects the mouth and the small intestine. So by taking grapeseed extract, you can help soothe that. Now, of course, you're going to have to check with your doctor or whoever, unless you are going on your own going to try something like this, but then the other one...
Good luck finding an oncologist who is even remotely open-minded.
Well, some of the oncologists here in town have sent their patients in for L-glutamine, which is another product that we've talked about that really helps heal the lining of the intestinal wall, and so it's kind of
and
doing
the
some of the...
immune system in general.
So some of the same effects as the pycnogenol, but you could always point to the study and possibly have your oncologist look at it. But something else you've talked about is curcumin and the effects with cancer.
Yep. Side effects, relieving side effects, particularly in chemo treatments for the prostate and other bladder cancers, those patients tend to suffer severe urinary symptoms, and taking BCM95 curamin or curamed, depending on a dose requirement, symptoms were significantly improved. 524-8255, open lines on a Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle choices, just another reminder, if you go into our homepage on a website, wealthofhealthnutrition.com, you'll see a write-up about the Thyroid Summit. Click on the link below. It started on Monday, this last Monday, and it goes through 1 week. You could still log in, and you may have missed some of the sessions, but many more are still coming up. You could see the schedule. You could see who the doctors presenting are. You could see what their expertise is, what the subjects are, and costs you absolutely nothing. If you want to listen in on the computer, and then at the end of the program, you have an opportunity to purchase that set either on a DVD or as a download. I'm not sure how the CD, I'm not sure how they're doing it. It's a great resource for anybody dealing with any kind of a thyroid-related issue.
Well, you know, I was just mentioning pycnogenol, and it's been around for quite some time. I mean, I can't even remember how long it's been around. And
now, are you interchangeably using the word pycnogenol and grapeseed extract?
I am, and I shouldn't be.
Probably not, because they come from completely different sources, even though they have a lot of common ingredients. Right.
Okay. No, I'm going to talk strictly about pycnogenol, which comes from the pine bark.
Okay.
Now, the pycnogenol came was discovered by the French maritime pine extract, right?
Maritime bark that grows along the Mediterranean, right.
And you have used it for your blood clot.
Mm-hmm, to prevent.
And there's a lot of good clinical studies on that.
Oh, pycnogenol has a ton of studies all over the board.
And right now, I mean, there's things like traumatic brain injury they're talking about with pycnogenol.
Because it can penetrate the blood-brain barrier.
And skin problems, different kind of pain syndromes. It's supposed to help tinnitus. And now they're also showing that it can help prevent and reverse some cardiovascular disease. It's a very, very powerful antioxidant. So they've done several studies taking pycnogenol and combining it with CoQ10. And after 12 weeks, they found that patients improved by at least one heart failure class compared to 14% with a placebo. Blood pressures fell. Their supplementation, they were able to walk up to threefold more. Leg swelling, major heart, which is a major heart failure symptom, decreased significantly. Also, the other thing that I've used it for, because I don't have any of these conditions, but is skin conditions.
Right, and there were a couple of really good studies published on wrinkles and staying younger.
And
a lot of companies now, we see it in the cosmetic products, pycnogenol serum, pycnogenol cream. Intravenously, obviously, you're probably getting slightly better delivery, but a lot lower dose because they can't put as much pycnogenol into a cream as they do in a supplement.
Well, you always want to treat from within.
Right.
But they found that pycnogenol supplementation improves skin hydration and elasticity in postmenopausal women, which, of course, women who are aging are looking for, with the most prominent effects seen in those with dry skin conditions. And of course, in this area, we are always battling dry skin because we have no humidity.
Yep.
So pycnogenol is really a great, great product. The question is, how much do you take? I mean, there's 50 milligrams,
100 to 200 milligrams is where the clinical trials are. And I'm sure if people are interested and they Google Pognaginal clinical studies, they will see a range depending on a condition. In my case of preventing a blood clot, it was 200 milligrams of Pognaginal a few days before the flight, and this was a blood clot related to long distance travel. 200 milligrams few days before, during, and maybe a day or two after the end of the flight of travel, where Pognaginal was used to prevent the blood clots. 524-8255, open lines on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. You know, vitamin C is boring and people really tune out boring stuff, but some of the things that vitamin C does, to me, that's one of those things that if you were stranded on a desert island, what would you want to have in your little toolkit or a medicine bag?
Out of
the supplements. I know, matches and the hammer and all that.
Well, I don't mean foods. Like that. I mean, supplements,
but
even.
This is a study published in Journal of American Medical Association. Doesn't get any more prestigious than that. JAMA, brand new, May of this year. Supplemental vitamin C taken by pregnant smokers, which is obviously, if you're pregnant and smoking, you're an idiot. And I'm going to say that because you should know better. But let's, for the benefit of the doubt, you cannot quit under any circumstances. You've tried, whatever it is. But supplemental vitamin C taken by pregnant smokers improved significantly measures of lung function for newborns and decreased the incidence of wheezing for infants through 1 year, according to this brand new study of published in JAMA, presented at the annual meeting of the Thoracic Society International Conference. More than 50% of smokers who become pregnant continue to smoke. Can you believe that?
They can't quit, Bill. Some people just can't.
Boy, I think getting pregnant to me would be a motivational factor
it
like
would,
no other.
It would be for a lot of people, but.
And that corresponds to about 12% of all pregnancies. Smoking during pregnancy adverse a variety of health developments, including lungs, lifelong decrease in pulmonary function, low birth weight, on and on and on. In a study involving little kids under one, vitamin C blocked some of the in utero effects of nicotine on lung development and pulmonary function. Study from the Oregon Health Sciences University. And results were pretty significant on the test when you blow into the tube and you look at your lung capacity. So I would say vitamin C, and you take vitamin C every single day, so you...
I do, and like yesterday during my ride, we have several products in the store that are a combination of your electrolytes with some vitamin C in it, and I know you use it when you ride with me, and it helps hydrate the body. And
we use it even when we don't ride. We use it when we scuba dive because you get dehydrated underwater, and
yes.
You use it... sometimes skiing, before skiing, and you use it before cross-country skiing or after cross-country skiing. Anytime you need electrolytes, you compare some of the emergencies and NRCs and trace minerals, powdered vitamin Cs with minerals, compare that to Gatorade. There's no comparison, but people just don't know sometimes.
And talking about the minerals, if you're a big exerciser, the trace mineral drops, actually even without it, we read, if you remember the research article on trace minerals, how important they are for helping oxygenate the blood, remember?
Yep.
So if you're a big exerciser, that's important. I just came from sea level, so adjusting back to our level right now and trying to get ready for this ride, it's kind of been dragging on me.
Did you notice that it was harder riding yesterday, the 50 miles?
Yeah, I was breathing a little bit harder, but it's coming back. I mean, by Friday, Saturday, I should be fine.
Right.
But I'm putting the trace mineral drops right now into my water, and I was taking all my electrolytes. I'm doing everything I can to try to acclimatize my body back to where it needs to be. But that was an interesting article on the trace minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And they also talked about iron.
Right, and we'll talk about that at a later date, probably, the study on iron for exercisers and how important it is. Yep. We'll talk about that. But I want to do one quick vitamin C, one more vitamin C before we go into the break. Deficient vitamin C means higher stroke risk. The less vitamin C in your system, the greater the risk of stroke, according to a study from France presented at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting and published in New York Daily News, of all places. American Stroke Association is the organization, I guess, that monitors this. They have all the statistics and everything. Vitamin C deficiency was shown to be a considerable risk factor for severe type of stroke, as were high blood pressure, drinking alcohol, and being overweight. The doctors from the Pontchaillou University Hospital in France, the study involved testing vitamin C blood levels in 65 individuals who had suffered the intracerebral hemorrhaging stroke and 65 people who had never had a stroke. Research showed that of all 130 people, 45% had normal vitamin C levels, 45% had very low levels. The people who did not experience the stroke at all had very high levels of vitamin C in the bloodstream. So keep taking your vitamin C.
Well,
it's very simple.
I was going to say all smokers should be using vitamin C.
Oh, smokers, exercisers.
If you are a heavy drinker.
Aging skin elasticity, because we know what it does for collagen. I mean, heavy drinking. Vitamin C is critical. Very, very important. Okay, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Time for the news and commercial break, 524-8255. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A brand new double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Pediatrics gave 589 healthy infants during the first 90 days of life a daily dose of a probiotic strain L-Roteri or placebo to investigate the effect on colic and associated crying. At 90 days, doctors noticed a significant difference. Roteri group cried inconsolably for an average of 38 minutes versus 71 minutes in a placebo group. Roteri group also had fewer spit-ups and more bowel movements, which signaled less constipation. Doctors figured that reduced barf cleanup saved each family $118 during the 90 days. If you have any questions about using friendly gut bacteria in general and Roteri specifically, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
Released for the Taliban today, video showing militants handing over Sergeant Bo Bergdahl to U.S. personnel in Afghanistan.
Bergdahl's parents have not commented this morning about the video, but they are surely relieved to see that he appears to be walking with ease. But officials say he has a long road ahead, and still there is no sign of when he will be returned home.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. President Obama now in Brussels for the G7 Economic Summit. In Germany, top prosecutors opened an investigation into the alleged monitoring of Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone calls with the NSA. Big wins for some Republican candidates, the latest primaries. Voters in a northern California county have rejected a measure advocating secession from the state of California. A fan fell over a railing during a baseball game in Milwaukee last night, conscious when taken to the hospital. Severe weather likely parts of Ohio, Indiana, Tennessee, Kentucky. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
East Idaho weather. We're going to be looking for fairly warm conditions. Daytime highs are going to max out into the upper 70s to lower 80s. We do have a slight risk of an isolated thunderstorm in our local mountains, and we'll also keep it rather breezy with winds at around 15 to 25 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk 97.7 FM.
Now back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
And welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on 97.7 FM. 524-8255 is the phone number. Open lines this morning and the next few programs. Quick reminder, if you are still interested in joining, and you can do that for the next 5 days or so, the Thyroid Summit, which is an on the web event. You need to log in to our website, wealthofhealthnutrition.com, and on a homepage, there is a blurb about it and a link that will allow you to log in and listen in to some of the world's foremost experts on thyroid health discussing every conceivable condition by the thyroid. And I'm seeing, as we are what's called an affiliate of the Thyroid Summit, I'm seeing a lot of the postings on Facebook, and people are just raving about Teitelbaum's presentation yesterday. Must have been spectacular. He went for 4 hours or 6 hours, some obscene number, and people are just saying this was incredible. I'm just going to replay it over and over and over and over again. As people, you can also have gone through the Facebook page by searching the Thyroid Summit and logging in that way, and we also sent out a Facebook link to all our customers and listeners and our friends on Facebook. So it just helps the Thyroid Summit track where the referrals are coming from, whether it's from our store or from someplace in California or Texas, whatever, because if you go through our link, then they know where the people are coming from, and it just helps them target maybe a little bit better. But it's an incredible opportunity, and if you're dealing with thyroid conditions, we really don't have too many great experts here in town. We have a few doctors who dibble here and there in a little bit. They may know a little bit about, you know, bioidentical hormones or maybe doing some testing. But as far as the broad range of conditions and expertise, very difficult to get these guys together in one place in 1 week. So the Thyroid Summit, and it's on our website, wealthofhealthnutrition.com. Or you can Facebook it, whichever way, get on it and listen, and then you have an opportunity to order a disc or a memory stick, I don't know how they're going to do it, of all of the presentations, and I think the cost is about $60, if I'm not mistaken. All right, open lines 524-8255, Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, where we educate you every Wednesday morning on nutrition, natural medicines, lifestyles. Our organic produce seems to be picking up. I mean, I thought in the summertime it would go backwards.
Well, the thing is, and I mean, I want to be politically correct because it's not, I'm not trying to slam anybody, but I know, and we support it too, which is we love the farmers.
Our farmers market, right.
However, a lot of the things there are not organic.
Well, it's not a lot, mostly.
Well,
everything.
There are some local farmers that just do some, their own, bring their own stuff in.
Right, but it's not certified. But nothing is
correct.
Certified organic.
But then there's also other people who sell stuff there that it comes from all over, just like if you were buying it in your grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But you would rather probably support the farmer's market, which is great.
Right.
But if your philosophy is to eat organic, you can look at into our organic produce baskets. You are not required to get whatever we choose. You choose your own.
We send you, you get an email with a long list of both certified organic and conventional. You can pick and choose what you'd like. Tell us which week you want to opt in, when you want to opt out. If you're traveling, you don't need to do it. It comes in at around $25 plus or minus. Plus,
well, it's up to you. If you want to spend $100, you can get that. You could spend you could spend $25. However, I just have to say we got these organic apricots in, and they were so good. And we made a traditional Czech dish that you make like these dumplings and serve it with cottage cheese.
Right.
And you have to say that they were very tasty.
Let's take this phone call. Okay. And then after the call, there's a very interesting article that was published on going organic and what it does to the toxins in the bloodstream. Let's go to the phones. We have Max on the line. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I was just wondering, so I'm a student athlete at ISU. Right now it's the off season, but I was wondering if you could recommend 5 supplements for me to be taking. What are going to be your top 5? A, when I'm not performing athletic endeavors, and then B, while I am, you know, going
right
through.
And what sports do you do at ISU?
Cheerleading.
Okay. That's okay. So I was waiting for a few more if you were doing some team sports. Okay. So you're doing probably a very good combination of both cardio and weights, because you're probably tossing people up in the air and you're doing some sprints and things like that, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right. So what we normally recommend, and this is really the core nutrition, and because you're not an intense weightlifter, or you're not a intense sprinter, or you're not an intense distance runner, you probably wouldn't need to go into the hardcore supplements that would be specific to those sports. But what I would suggest is a very good multiple vitamin as a core source of omega-3 or essential fatty acids, which would be a blend of omega-3, 6, 9, and you can alternate, blend, you can do all kinds of stuff with a variety of good essential fats from flax oil, fish oil, coconut oil, borage oil, evening primrose oil, whatever you want to do, essential fats. What a lot of people add to their daily core is a probiotic, a good bacteria, particularly if you have some stomach issues, being that you're a relatively young, probably student at ISU, you probably don't have any issues with the gut, with the stomach. But if you do, if you happen to travel to any third world country, for example, during your vacations or holidays, Mexico, South America, maybe mission someplace, and you wind up in a culture that has completely different set of foods and drinks and unproven water supply, then a probiotic becomes critical. So multiple vitamin, good source of fat, and a probiotic. From the sports application, protein is a must. Unless you're eating a cow a day, or you're approaching someplace in your diet of about 1/2 of a gram per pound of protein per day in your plated meals, then, and that's pretty rare, for most people in the U.S., you do need to do a protein shake or a smoothie. And this is where essential fats come very easy, because you can just put a tablespoon or squirt right out of the bottle into a blender, scoop of protein, some fresh or frozen berries. You can also do greens like kale, spinach, if you do a green smoothie. But you want to have a base of protein where, for any weightlifting exercise, 0.5 gram per pound of body weight is about a minimum. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you want to try getting 75 grams of protein per day, to all total. Look at your food consumption that you get normally in your eggs, fish, chicken, meats, beans, nuts, and then decide what you're missing and add accordingly with a protein powder. And then, you know, electrolytes and replacements, I would toss Gatorade and Powerade and look at the label of what they're putting in versus what you can get from a very clean, nutrient-dense packet of either effervescent or just a powder with vitamin C, trace minerals, maybe some amino acids, depending on the brand and how they're formulating. If you're asking for 5, that would be my 5 recommendation right there.
So what I've got here is an electrolyte, a protein, a probiotic, and a multivitamin. What was the fifth one you said?
Fifth one was source of good essential fats, EFAs.
Okay.
Combination of omega-3, 6, 9, 7.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, so it could be fish oil, flax oil, coconut oil, evening primrose oil, borage oil, eating almonds, eating walnuts, eating cashews, eating peanuts, doing peanut butter. All of those things combined in no particular specific formula. Anytime you get essential fats, they're critical for the hair, skin, nails, mood, depression, anti-inflammatory properties, if you do the right formulas, very beneficial.
And as far as when I'm off season versus when I'm on season, does it change when I'm on season versus off season, as far as your opinion?
I think in the off season, depending on your training protocol, if you're not training at all, then you can set aside the electrolyte and you can probably set aside the protein to some extent. As long as you continue eating eggs and tuna fish and peanut butter and stuff like that. If you continue training in the off-season, then you don't really have an off-season.
Okay.
you have a full year. But multiple vitamin, probiotics, and essential fats are a core every day for a healthy person as a maintenance, as a cheap insurance policy.
And as far as the protein uptake, are you thinking it's better to take whey protein? If say I'm not working out at all, is it better to take Cassinet protein before I go to bed, or would it be better to just
right? I think you probably don't need to dissect it if you're not a competitive bodybuilder or a power lifter. As far as casein or whey, whey protein digests a little bit faster, casein digests a little bit slower. So people who are very, very tuned in to the protein intake, they will play games with what time of day they take what kind of protein. I would say as long as you're getting a good quality protein, and whey still at this point in time is at the top. Whey protein isolate, WPI, is at the top of the list of proteins. But that line is starting to blend a little bit, where now we're starting to see veggie proteins, rice isolate, even soy isolate, which is completely different from a whole soy. But the isolated ingredients in some of those other proteins are starting to approach the quality of whey. So whey is still at the top of the list, but if you happen to be a vegan or a vegetarian, you have great sources of plant proteins from some seeds and some grains and some artichokes and spinaches and kales, things like that. But whey is still at the top of the list, and I wouldn't worry about casein because it's heavy in milk, causes a lot of digestive problems. If you don't need to worry about eating protein at night and having it digest slowly at night, I wouldn't probably spend money on casein.
Would you recommend taking casein if I did do a workout or something along those lines, and taking some casein before I go to bed?
Well, again, casein, the only thing with the heavy milk proteins, which is casein one of, is that it digests slow. So somebody who requires protein 24 hours a day and they're trying to maintain their protein supply to the muscle as long as possible, they will do casein when they go to bed. But typically that only applies to competitive bodybuilders and powerlifters, the guys
somebody
who get up on stage.
Somebody who's trying to get bigger muscles.
Yeah, they're getting bigger muscles and they're trying to preserve to prevent the tear of the muscles. But these are usually competitive guys. Otherwise, you don't need to dissect it and psychoanalyze it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
One other question, I'll take it offline, is I read some reports that soy protein or a vegan protein could possibly increase your estrogen levels. Is that accurate at all, or have you had any information on that?
Yes.
I'll take that one.
Right. That's a correct statement when it applies to whole soy, eating soybeans, drinking soy milk, eating soy hot dogs, burgers, especially for the vegans and vegetarian people. The problem with soy, again, in a whole form, it does have some implications on the thyroid, on estrogen production.
Of them are also GMO.
Yeah, most of the soy consumption, unless you buy it in a clean health food store environment, not in a sports application type bodybuilding environment, there are GMOs, and GMOs are presenting a separate set of issues. The soy that you want to gravitate towards is fermented soy. So eating things like tofu, tempeh, maybe certain fermented Japanese soy products, those don't seem to present a problem with estrogen. And you will not, you may be able to find whole soy. We don't carry it in our Wealth of Health natural market. We pretty much got rid of the whole soy protein. We do have some vegetable blended proteins that completely different, that may have a little bit of fermented soy, but their primary ingredients are pea, as in PEA, rice, artichoke, you may see kale, you may see quinoa, you may see some other grains that are high in proteins.
Now,
those
plant,
are the vegetable ones.
The Plant Fusion doesn't have soy in it.
Plant Fusion does not have soy. Ginseutical does not have soy.
And it is becoming a very comparable protein to whey.
To whey.
And for people who have sensitive stomachs, who have gluten intolerance, even
right.
though whey doesn't have the gluten in it, they still may not be able to tolerate it. The Plant Fusion protein, which I take
from,
all the time,
from the health standpoint, rotate and expose yourself to as many varieties of all kinds of foods, including protein. So even if you're not 100% vegan or a vegetarian, you can include vegetable protein on occasion. But if you're not a vegan or vegetarian, whey isolate is at the top of the list. Egg whites slightly below. Red meat is slightly below. Whey concentrate is slightly below that. You can check out biological value of protein scale, and that will give you some really good ideas. Thanks for the call, Max.
I just wanted to mention that we got all these wonderful gelatos. It is summer. It's ice cream time, in my opinion.
What's a gelato, for those of us who don't speak Italian?
It's an ice cream.
Okay.
It's a form of ice cream, if
just,
you want to call
checking.
It.
Just checking.
But they look so yummy, and we will be sampling them in the store, like a panna cotta. I know we're going to be in cocoa mochaccino, I believe, or macchiato, caramel macchiato. I can't remember.
And I can't pronounce those words. What's the world coming to? Where's the vanilla? Chocolate and strawberry. What happened?
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan. So come in and sample those out. And it's also barbecue season. So there's tons of chips on dill and the hummuses, all different kinds of hummus. You're going to a party. You need a party plate. Look at that Sun Valley trouts, which
I just
brought.
Oh, we just went to a party on Sunday, and man, that plate got cleaned out. We had smoked trout and another kind of a smoked pepper trout and the regular trout.
Then, like our Saga blue cheese, which is more of a pungent cheese than the cranberry cheese, was very, very good.
Popular.
So you could put all those things on a tray. You could put a hummus on there. If you don't have time to make your own hummus, we've got all different kinds of Hope hummuses, Emerald Valley, Lilies.
Very clean, very tasty, from the blended to the spicy to very simple. And, of course, if people don't want to do grocery store red meat, you've got choices of buffalo, Jackson Hole buffalo. People are grilling fish, and we have great fish from Petersburg, Alaska, salmon and halibut, and I think there might be still cod left.
The link cod, which we talked about, how good it is. So also, I was just going to say, I know it's coming up in about 3 weeks, 4th of July, right?
Yep.
No, a month. 1 month. Well, but we've got all the Charlotte's great gluten-free pies, key lime pie, apple pie.
Cherry pie,
even pecan pie.
Yep, even though you think it's only eaten at Christmas time, people do prove you wrong, and they eat pecan pie any time.
You know
time
what?
Of
and
year.
Somebody else proved me wrong yesterday on a pumpkin pie. One of the gals that I know that rides and races a lot, bicycles. Mm-hmm. Pedal bicycles. She, before she did her Lodejo ride, she ate a pumpkin pie.
The entire pumpkin
just about
pie.
The entire pumpkin pie.
Holy moly. Well,
but the thing that I thought, well, you know, it's kind of brilliant, because the pumpkin, which is a lot of the bodybuilders and that will eat sweet potatoes.
Right.
So you're getting the pumpkin and the sweet, simple carbs.
Yep.
To
quick release. Yeah, sugar.
And the pumpkin actually is slower. But
I'm just thinking from the calorie standpoint, but you have to immediately think of after a 8-hour ride, depending on how fast the person is. They start at 7 in the morning and they finish anywhere from 3 o'clock.
A lot of them were, the fastest were riding like 9.5 hours. And this is what, it just floors me. And
you're burning 9,000 calories.
But it's not even that. These people, if they're competing, there's people who are competing here.
Right.
Those guys don't even get off to go to the bathroom.
Let's not talk about
that. I know, but you know, you think about that. They just do their thing right on the bike.
Wow.
So
that's not a pleasant thought.
It's not, but it's what they're doing even in the, you know, like
in
the Lance Armstrong types.
Yeah, I know.
But it's amazing.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
You are consuming a lot of calories because you're burning a lot of calories.
Right. That pecan pie, I don't know how many calories is pumpkin pie in the entire pie, but you're burning probably 1,000 calories an hour on that ride. So even the fastest riders, you're in a 10,000 calories plus burning.
Yeah, it's amazing because...
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, so lots of pies for 4th of July.
So are you going to have a pumpkin pie before your ride Saturday?
No. I am not.
So So talk about this organic thing and this article. I don't know if it was a clinical study or who published it or whatever, that 1 week on organic produce can detox the chemicals.
We have the study at the store if you're interested in looking at it. And I'm just going to, because we're almost out of time here, so I'm just going to kind of briefly talk about it. But they found that just doing an organic diet for 1 week will drop pesticide levels by 90%. And they were measuring certain pesticides in the urine. And it was a urinary DAP. Measurements were 89% lower when they ate an organic diet for 7 days compared to a conventional diet. These agents that they found that they were measuring for were initially developed as nerve gases for chemical warfare,
mm-hmm.
but they're used as pesticides. They showed that conventional food production commonly uses organophosphate pesticides, which are neurotoxins, and they act on the nervous system of humans by blocking an important enzyme. So this recent studies have raised concerns for health effects of these chemicals, even at relatively low levels. So this is like one of the few studies that is looking at this, not what we were talking always, what they talk about conventional versus organic vitamins.
From the nutrient content.
They're looking at
pesticide
residues.
Load. Right.
So there was a new groundbreaking discovery that found that the most active ingredient, Monsanto's best-selling herbicide Roundup, is responsible for fueling breast cancer by increasing the number of cancer cells through cell growth and cell division. And there's the website if somebody wanted mm-hmm. to come in and look at it. Let's see. And then also chronic kidney disease has been found in poor farming regions all over the area. And this was published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, which suggests that Roundup or glyphosate becomes highly toxic to the kidney once mixed with hard water or metals like cadmium and arsenic. So this whole study goes on and on how some of these pesticides are affecting us. So another reason to go organic when you can. I know it's impossible not to. And then you need to look at some of the 10 most offending foods. Which unfortunately are strawberries. So right now it's a perfect time in your own vegetable garden to grow strawberries and raspberries. Obviously blueberries a little bit harder around here, but the berries are affected.
Right. So speaking of organic, again, if you're interested, if you don't know anything about the organic program, very similar to Bountiful Baskets, but again, we do 100% organic choice. Unless you choose conventional, but most of our customers, of course, are choosing organic. You have a long list of things. You could pick and choose what you'd like, how much you would like. It comes in Tuesday mornings. You get an email on Sunday with a list or Saturday, and then you can make a decision. If you're traveling, you don't want it, don't contact us. If you're back home and you need stuff, send us an email and it comes in. Come and pick it up. Get a hold of us at the store, 542-0015, or on the website. Send us an email, health@ida.net. Whichever way you want to contact us, we'll take care of it.
And now this is kind of related but not related. You mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the pet food snacks coming out of China again that are killing pets.
Yeah, that was talking about snacks, this particular report.
Yes, but, you know, a lot of these foods, you've really got to look at how clean they are. And we've got a lot of great pet food snacks. Castor and Pollux just came out with some new dog food treats that we've got in. We've got the Doggy Delirious, which is a combination of peanut butters and some of the other things. The Taste of the Wild pet food is very, very clean. Like my mother's dog was having all these itchy skin problems. Fur wasn't growing. She switched to Taste of the Wild. Problem gone. And there are conventional products that we hear advertised, and they've had nothing but reports against them, and they talk about how clean they are. So don't believe every advertisement. Do a little bit of research on your own.
Little hint, it has the word blue in it, and you can come and talk to Gail Birdsong, who works at our store, who is also
a vet tech,
and she could tell you horror stories about the blue whatever it is.
But do a little research. Don't believe every advertisement you hear. Like I'm a French model.
Yep.
That effort. On the internet. Where'd you hear it?
Yeah.
I heard it on the internet.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. We'll be back with you next Wednesday, right here, same time, same station. Have a great week.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A brand new double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Pediatrics gave 589 healthy infants during the first 90 days of life a daily dose of a probiotic strain L-Roteri or placebo to investigate the effect on colic and associated crying. At 90 days, doctors noticed a significant difference. Roteri group cried inconsolably for an average of 38 minutes versus 71 minutes in a placebo group. Roteri group also had fewer spit-ups and more bowel movements, which signaled less constipation. Doctors figured that reduced barf cleanup saved each family $118 during the 90 days. If you have any questions about using friendly gut bacteria in general and Roteri specifically, please visit